Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Earth Mama's Apothecary and littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about whether it's ever too late to heal from narcissistic relationships. This is something a lot of people have expressed concern about, so I thought we could address it on the show today. Narcissistic abuse can cause serious damage to someone's mind and to their life. It's like being at war. It's like being under attack all the time. It's dealing with someone who has no true regard for or even real consciousness of anyone but themselves. This often makes the people who are exposed to this abuse anxious, hypervigilant, irritable, fearful, extremely reactive, and angry. People who experience narcissistic abuse in childhood have problems with trust, self-worth, self-esteem, with asserting their own needs, with their identities, with boundaries, with their emotions. Some have issues with denial, with projection, with codependency, and sadly, some of them even become narcissists in their own right. Narcissism is the gift that keeps on giving. The road out of narcissistic abuse can be very long. Some people, such as those who become pathologically narcissistic themselves, never make it. One of the reasons the road is so long is because many people spend years not realizing that what's going on is abuse. Others realize it, but they can't understand why it's happening and they become stuck trying to figure it out. Still, others believe they can manage the situation and try to control the behavior of the narcissist through their own behavior or by arguing, explaining, or negotiating. These things do not work. The simple truth is that abusers abuse people for their own reasons. There's nothing anyone can do about that except get away from that kind of person. You cannot love someone enough to make them stop abusing you. If they understood love and how to recognize love, they probably wouldn't be behaving that way in the first place. In the case of a pathologically narcissistic person, this is someone with extremely serious emotional difficulties, at the very least. They are in enormous denial and they could even be delusional. Even without the other things that so often occur in tandem with pathological narcissism, such as addiction, problems with obsessive compulsion, anxiety disorders, and depression, just to name a few, most people are simply not equipped to deal with this type of situation. Even those who are supposed to be equipped to deal with this type of person professionally, such as psychiatrists and therapists, often flat out refuse to treat them because it's so difficult and so much of the time, it's pointless. It's easy to fall into blame over this, especially because the narcissist is so willing to blame other people. But no one, not even someone equipped to deal with these people professionally, can be expected to deal with the abuse and the upheaval and the chaos that this kind of person brings with them. You're not running a psychiatric facility out of your house. You don't have a team of staff that can tend to this person's never-ending needs and feelings and outbursts and tantrums and pain 24 hours a day. You're just one person trying to live a regular life. Don't be too hard on yourself and work on accepting the reality of the situation. This person needs, expects, and wants more than what anyone can give them. This is where the true road to recovery and healing begins, with acceptance. Understanding is necessary, crucial really, because people can't resolve things in their minds unless they understand them. Within understanding lies acceptance, so keep working through the understanding because as you do that, you're working toward acceptance. It may not seem like it's clicking, but it is. It just takes time and there are a lot of layers that it has to penetrate. You have a lot of habits and reactions that you're trying to change as well, but it all starts with acceptance. So is it ever too late to heal from narcissistic abuse? Nope. It's never too late. The day you make the realization that you deserve better is the day that that begins. And whether you're 17 or whether you're 70, it's never too late. Everybody's different. And for some people, their life experience may lead them to that realization much earlier. Others might require more time. Maybe if you'd learned the information sooner, you wouldn't have believed it. Maybe you couldn't have seen it or understood it until now, until after you went through what you've gone through. In The Wizard of Oz, the Good Witch tells Dorothy that she doesn't need any help because she has always had the power to change the situation herself. The Scarecrow asks the witch why she didn't tell Dorothy this before, and the witch says she wouldn't have believed me. She had to learn it for herself. As Dorothy is explaining what she's learned, which is essentially that she already has everything she needs to be happy, the Scarecrow and the Tin Man say they should have figured it out for her because it's so simple, and again the witch says she had to learn it for herself. It's the same with everything. It's all about when you are able to understand and able to make the changes. This isn't the same experience for everybody. We're all on our own journey. We're all at our own pace. We're all in our own place. Don't spend time dwelling on what you didn't know and how much you wish you could have known it sooner. What matters is you know it now. You see it now. You can change it now. That's what matters. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the bookings tab to go ahead and do that, or you can use the link that's available in the information section of this video. If you're interested, give our sponsor a visit, Earth Mama's Apothecary Premium CBD Oil. You can do that by visiting earthmamacbd.com or using the link that's available in the information section of this video as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.